We've spoken many times on the Megillah, but now I want to go into an interesting aspect. And we're going to go now to Perek Zion. After Haman was told by Ahasuerus to go around with Mordechai, he came back, and now he has to go to the Mishnah with Esther. So the king said to Esther on the second day, what do you want, and I'll give you. What do you want for others? Until half the malchus I will give you. And Esther said, if I find favor in your eyes, and if the Melch thinks it's a good idea, please, you know what I want for myself? I want my life. And you know what I want for others? I want my nation. Because we were sold, me and my nation, Lahashmid Larig Olabed, Shmad, killing, cremating, and if we would be sold for Avodim and Shvachais, I would be quiet. So the king says, Miuzev Ezehu. And Esther says, it's Haman. So the king got up, B'chamos and Mishnei Ayayim. He went out. Now, were you running out? The answer is he doesn't want to do anything to Haman. But he, right now, he's so confused, he just wants some fresh air. So he went out to his botanical gardens, and he went out. Meanwhile, Haman stood to ask Rachamim from Esther, because he saw that he's in bad shape. So the Melech came back. Now the Gemara says that there's a hekesh. The Melech came out, and the Melech came back. Just like he went out angry, he came back angry. Why did he come back angry? So Chazal say that Malachim came down, he went to his botanical gardens, and Malachim came down and started cutting the trees. So Ahasuerus went, oh, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? So he said, we have an order to cut down the trees of the garden. Who gave you that order? Haman. Haman gave the order. He said, what? And they knocked out the trees. So he ran back in so furious. Now, if you think Haman gave that order, he did not give that order. Malachim came down. Why is Hashem doing this? That's question number one. Meanwhile, the Melech comes back into the room. And Haman fell on the bed that Esther is there because he was asking for his life. And the king says, what, you want to capture the queen? Mom is in my house? Now, in Diktuk, it says, Haman noifel. Haman fell down. No fell, it should have said nofal, he fell. No fell is a lashon hova. That means it's happening. I mean, you fall, it happened. What does it mean it's falling? The answer is, says Chazal, that he fell, but he tried to get up, a malach was pushing him down. So he wasn't able to get up, so he kept falling, like he couldn't do anything. Like, I mean, what is he going to say? There's a malach pushing me down, like he couldn't get up. So, what's the pshat? The pshat is, the king came into the room, and Haman's on the bed. So, the king thinks maybe Haman doesn't know that I came in. So he gets closer, and he's making noise walking, and Haman is still on the bed. So he comes right into Haman's face, and Haman is still on the bed. So he's so angry, he says, "What? In my house?" What's Haman going to say? A malach is pushing me down. And what's Hashem doing here? Like, in the next pasuk, I tell you how the gross, it's so comical. I mean, you have to hold back from laughing. Now, everyone knows, anyone who knows Trop knows that the next pasuk in the Megillah is a very weird Trop. Vayomer chavoyne echad min asarisim lefnei hamelech gam hine yoyitza she'osa homon Mordechai shediber toiv al hamelech. Sasha also a homon is a very weird trope that we don't find. Karni Pora is just very strange. Like, what is this strange trope doing here? So the Gro explains, Charvoina didn't say this. He started like singing opera. And it's very comical, like he was saying it, like he said in such a way that like you can imagine the Haman's down there and Achashverosh, and all of a sudden Charvoina is starting to sing opera like in a crazy way. Why was that? In order that Achashverosh should hear the following. Charvoina said lefnei hamelech gam, you know, there's this eitz asher osa Haman leMordechai. Asher Dibir, that, do you know what Haman? Now again, this is if you're Haman or Achashverosh, this is how it sounds to you, because you know how you sing. You know, I mean, there are chazonim that you know, like someone once told me a story that it was a chazon that didn't know too much, and he was singing kedusha, and he was going into mimkoyin and David ben Yishai, Yishai ben David, like he was singing back and forth. So you know, he doesn't know what he's saying; he's just saying it. So here also, so how it was heard to Achashverosh and Haman, that you know this eitz that Haman made to Mordechai Asher Dibir. Do you know what Haman said when he was making this tree? Toival Amelech, it'll be great. You know, just like I'm making for Mordechai, oh, but this would be so good on the king also. Like he stressed, like the Chazan, Toival Amelech. Like this is what they were hearing, that it would be good for the king. Achashverosh hears this, and he says, "What, you want to kill me? Kill him." So we have three now. Charvoina, some say it's Eliyahu HaNavi, but whatever it is, Charvoina Zochel HaToiv. But one thing is certain, that three things happened here, not normal. Number one, Hashem sent Malochim down to cut the trees. Number two, a malach pushes Haman on the bed, and he keeps on pushing him that he can't get up. And Chavoyne starts singing opera, whatever, that sounds Toiv al HaMelech. It's all false. It's all fake. This didn't happen. It's all, everything that's coming out here is a fake. Is that Hashem's way? Listen, Hashem, if he wants to kill a Haman, so therefore, you know, when Esther asked, "Savoyer Haman," Ray said, "Yeah, kill him. Right away. Why do I need this whole story? Who needs this whole story here? Run out, send Malachim. Like, what's going on here?" So the Vilna Gaon says an unbelievable yesod. And the truth is, he asked over here, he says, you know, there's another big question, you know, Chaysamay Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the sign, the signet ring, the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi. Let my people go. Says Paroi, yes. I want them to go 3 days to sacrifice to me. 3 days my foot. What kind of 3 days? Hold on, 3 days. You want to go 3 days? You want to go 3 days? What kind of sicker is this? What game are you playing? Just go, let my people go. What kind of 3 days? What's going on over here? Says the Vilna Gaon, I'm going to answer this question, and now you'll, and then you'll understand Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with people, Mida Keneged Mida. And Mida Keneged Mida is the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the correct way how Hashem deals with people in this world. Paroi, how did Paroi get all the Jewish people to be slaves? Hava Nishak Maloi, going to make a trick. Paro went out, Chazal say, with a brick on his shoulder, or with a necklace with a brick, and all the Jews were loyal. Oh, we have to help the kingdom work, and slowly but surely he got them to be slaves. You trick the Jews into being slaves? I'm going to trick you. Which idiot would run after Klai Yisrael after 10 Makkos? Because the Ramban says, from the biggest Nisim of Mitzrayim, the power ran after them. But I mean, it has to have some sense. After 10 Makkos, you're running after the Jews? The answer is, Paroi said, the whole time Moshe Rabbeinu said 3 days, Paroi sent messengers with the Jews to make sure they only go for 3 days. After 3 days, they're not going back. Hashem doesn't lie. They're not coming back. If they're not coming back, that means they're disobeying Hashem. So I have permission to run after them. Because they're not with Hashem. Not only that, the Vilna Gaon says something unbelievable. You know, every day we say Oz Yashir. Unless you come a little bit late to davening. But every day we say Oz Yashir. There is a pasuk in Oz Yashir that doesn't belong there. In Oz Yashir it says, of Ruach HaPecha, Ner Mumayim, Nitzvu K'moy Nei Noizim, Kofus Omoiz Mlevyam, unbelievable. And then the next pasuk says, Omer Oyev, Erdov Asig Achalek Shalom. What's that doing in here? What is that pasuk? We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wonderful things, and that in the middle, the enemy says we're going to, like, what's that doing here? Says the Vilna Gaon, can someone explain to me? Paroi is coming with his chariot, with his army. And he sees Kriyas Yamsuf. Are you out of your mind? You're going in there. Come on! Says the Pasuk. Uvruach HaPecha, says the Gro, unbelievable. Uvruach HaPecha. Ner Mayim. With the ruach of your mouth, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nermu comes from the Lashon Orma, as the Targum says, Chakimu Maya. The Mayim got smart. The Mayim got smart. What happened was that there was a mirage. When Paro and his armies got to the Yam, there was a mirage. There was a mirage that they saw that the Yam Suf is further. Where the Jews are is dry land. They haven't gotten to the Yam Suf yet. So they were so ecstatic. Oh my, we got them now! And they ran forward. All of a sudden the mirage went away. And they see from both sides the Yam is up. They're finished. Hashem made a trick, a mirage, that they should be tricked into the last moment of their lives. That Hashem showed you trick the Jews, your end is going to be by trickery. You should see the Chazal that talk about Haman. Chazal say that Haman, what he talked about Klai Yisrael, the Lashon Hara, what he got Achashverosh to agree. If you think Achashverosh wasn't scared stiff to start with Klai Yisrael, he was scared to start up with them. He said, look what happened to everyone who started up with them. He said, no, that there's no achdus by the Jews, that the mefeira, mefuza, mefeira, there's no achdus. When Jews are ba'achdus, you have to worry about they're not ba'achdus. And they said, but what about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? He's senile. Huh? Yeah. He said, Hashem is senile. I said, are you crazy? Yeah. It's a mefurish pasuk. It's a mefurish pasuk. We say it every week. Lo yiraka, lo yavin elokei Yaakov. You know in the Shir Shalayim, it says, Hashem doesn't see, Hashem doesn't understand. It's a mefurish pasuk. He see that. Go right ahead. So after all the Lashon Hara and all the shkorin that he did, that he said to Achashverosh, Achashverosh said, okay, let's go with it. And only by trickery, by sheker, he got Achashverosh to make the gzeira. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Vilna Gaon, you went with sheker. Well, you take a pasuk, that's a pshat in the pasuk. That's what the goyim say. That's not pshat. That's what it is. Goyim say that. That's ridiculous. It's interesting that when Haman, after he made the gzeirah, so the Midrash says that he went on the street very happy that they made the gzeirah on Klai Yisrael. Mordechai saw him. When Mordechai saw Haman, Mordechai started running. Haman saw Mordechai running, so he started running after him. So Mordechai ran, and he spoke to three children. And he was smiling. Haman ran up to Mordechai, and he sees Mordechai smiling. Why are you smiling? He said, these three kids just told me I don't have to worry about you. She goes, I'm going to kill the children first. What did the children say? Says the Medrash. He went to the first child. He said, what did you learn in Cheder today? So he said, I learned a pasuk. Al tira mi pachat pisoim. Great. Went to the second kid. What did you learn today? Utsa eitzav sufer dabur dover lo yokum ki imonu keel. Oh, gewaldig. Went to the third kid. What did you learn today? Adzikno anihu. So what has that?
He does. Now we have nothing to worry about.
What are these three psukim? So the Vilna Gaon explains that three times Amalek came on Klal Yisrael. The first time he came on Klal Yisrael was when they went out of Mitzrayim. They made a surprise attack. That the Torah says, Zocher what Amalek did, Asher Korcha Badech, they made a surprise attack. From the rear, they made a surprise attack. So that was the first child. He said, Al Tiro mi pachat pisoin. Don't be afraid of a surprise attack. The second time, Amalek came on Klal Yisrael after Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. So Amalek had a plan. We'll dress up like Amori and we'll talk Amalekish. We'll mix them up because the Jews will pray, and so we'll mix them up. They won't know who to pray for against. That was the second pasuk. Utz Eitz V'Zuvah. They try to make an Eitz and Dabu Dov L'Yokum. They're going to wear one clothes and speak another language. Keimanu Kel, nothing to worry about. The third time was Amalek of Haman. Haman came, and what was the final touch? The final touch to get Achashverosh to agree to make the Gzeirah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Sinai. Ela Yirgal Ela Yaakov. Said the third pasuk. Yeah. Adzikna nihu. Okay, how old I am? I'm here. Kodesh Baruch Hu was here. So Mordechai already had that information that there's going to be a Yeshua. But this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You went with Sheker to get the Gzeirah on Klal Yisrael. Your end is going to be Sheker. So Malachim came down, cut the trees. And then a Malach came, pushed Amon on. You know, I remember a long, long time ago, I was in high school in the late 60s, and we had to read Shakespeare. I don't remember much, but one thing I do remember, that when I read Julius Caesar, the thing that always kept in my mind was that in the end, that he was being killed, betrayed, and he saw his best friend, Brutus, that he was there together on the plot to kill him. And he said, oh, you Brutus, like, you also, like, that was the biggest sorrow a person could have, that his best friend is turning against him. After all this, can you imagine that Charvoina, his best friend, is doing him in? And doing him in such a crazy way with chazonis that it should come out to hear with the crazy trump in the pussing, that it comes out that I ever said that I'm the king? And that's how it came out. So not only is his best friend is betraying him, Haman is seeing in his last breath such a sheker. Toival HaMelech, that infuriated the king, that the king should say, he's trying to kill me, kill him. That is what Hashem did. You made sheker on Klal Yisrael. The meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes, is that Hashem will do back to you. Hashem did sheker, killed him out to his last breath, all with sheker, that to teach us, when a person goes with sheker, Hashem will go sheker with him. And this is such an important midah for us to learn. Mishenichnis Adar Marbin B'Simcha. But we should always remember how Hashem deals with us, How do we deal with our fellow man? Do we deal with compassion? Do we deal with understanding? This is the way, you know, that if Hashem looks at all of us, oy, in din, oy, mi yizkeh beinecha badin. But we have one comfort to always be with us. Look at what our Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us by Haman and by Paroi. Hashem deals with us mida k'neged mida. And if we try to be good, be'orim l'chaveroi, and we try to be compassionate, understanding, and be considerate, be sensitive to their feelings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be compassionate with us. I heard yesterday, Mamash, that a tremendous maisa that Rav Yisachar Franz Shlita that said over a story that is so unbelievable that there was a Talmid Chacham who was read a shidduch with a certain almana. And what happened was that this almana had an inheritance. It was a Frank family that had a tremendous inheritance, and the father, the husband, commanded his wife to please use this inheritance to marry off the three remaining daughters to Talmidei Chacham that will be Gedolim be Israel. And Lamaisa, one of them was that she married off to Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer Zatzal, and another one, Rav Horowitz Zatzal, mamish great people. And the third one, the third shidduch was to this Talmid Chacham. And what happened was that when they were engaged, so the Talmid Chacham once asked his kallah, "Can you take me to see the factories of your father?" Also, she took him for a tour, and the mother-in-law found out. He said, "What? Talmid Chacham is thinking about business?" So she broke the shidduch. Instead, married off the daughter to Mordechai of Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka Zatzal. But what happened was that before Rav Epstein became the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka, the truth is the Alta from Slabodka asked this Talmid Chacham to be Rosh Yeshiva. And three times he refused. Till finally the Alta from Slabodka asked, "Why don't you want to become Rosh Yeshiva?" So he said that if I become Rosh Yeshiva, then the Salmona will have tsar, that she made a mistake and she didn't pick me to be the son-in-law. I don't want to cause, even maybe the right thing to do, I don't want to cause the Almana tsar. Such sensitivity. It's mind-boggling. He gave away his whole future. Mamish, unbelievable. And Taka, they picked that the son-in-law of Moshe Mordechai Epstein to be. But what he did was, Mamish, all he cared not to hurt the Almana. And this is what we have to learn. Hashem deals with us mida k'neged mida. Bez Hashem Yisbach, this should be a tremendous lesson that the better we are, bein onam l'chaver, we're better, whatever. Unfortunately, in Klai Yisrael, there's a lot of machlekes, there's a lot of Avada people, oh, every time they mean L'Shem Shemayim. But sometimes by going L'Shem Shemayim, they tread over people, they hurt people. And Hashem deals with a person, Mida K'neged Mida. Hashem will also go L'Shem Shemayim and tread over you, Chas V'Sholom. So Bez Hashem, this should be a Chodesh, a good Chodesh of Sosin V'Simcha. And we should try very hard to always remember that Hashem deals with us mida k'neged mida, and we should always be as best as possible and as sensitive as possible. B'ram l'chaveray, and by this way, everyone will be zoicha tashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tayvloch b'olam habo.